This is my gym recovery session. So I just finished training and now I'm coming to the gym to do some recovery right away. And I'll be honest, I come in here and I do get a little bit of pump, so I'll do a few exercises, nothing crazy, just get a little blood pump. So you can lift a little bit of weights, maybe 5-10 minutes if you want, but totally unnecessary. Then the first thing I'll do is I'll go into the hot tub. So I'll get changed and I'll go into the hot tub. Turn on the jets, of course. And in the hot tub, first of all, I'm just going to chill out. I'm just going to rest. So I might just sit there 5 minutes, just relax. No stretches, no active movement. Just rest. And, I mean, you could do, like, some performance analysis here. You think about your training session. Think about your game. Or I won't lie, sometimes I do get on my cell phone and just mess around on my cell phone and distract myself while I sit in there and get a little more heat on my body. But just rest and relax for the first 5 minutes. You just had a hard training session, so you can take a bit of time and just let the hot water caress your body and help your muscles heal. So I should talk about ice baths and heat, the difference. It's been proven that ice bath right after exercise has been shown to reduce hormetic effect of exercise. So the hormetic effect of exercise is your body burns more fat after exercise. Your body releases more growth hormone after exercise, and especially weight training. But the same applies for sport. So if your goal is to get lean or to build muscle, then you wouldn't want to do it. Now, let's say you were playing in a tournament or something and your goal was performance the next day, or you had something in the morning that you wanted to feel your absolute best for, then an ice bath would be a good idea. But the heat is still going to help you recover, and it's not going to reduce the hormetic effect of exercise. So that's why I like the hot tub. And let's be honest, it's just more enjoyable than going home and pouring a bunch of ice in your tub and forcing yourself to sit in there. So as I was talking, I'm doing some stretches here. The first one I did was a hip stretch. So you'll see these stretches. They're the same stretches that I would do in the at-home recovery session. But here I'm doing a quad stretch. You can't really see what's going on, so I'll just talk, but I'll let you know I'm doing a quad stretch right here. So with these stretches, again, you can hold about 30 seconds. What's more important is that you're really focusing on the tightness and the tension of the muscle. Like, a lot of people will do a stretch and they'll just hold it, but they're not really doing anything. They're not really stretching the muscle. So you want to stretch the muscle. You have to feel the stretch, have to feel the muscle. So try to connect with the muscle, see how you move your leg, and if you pull it here, do you feel it more there? And like, try to play with your range of motion. You're not trying to hit your flexibility as far hard as you possibly can, but you're trying to push yourself and see like how far you can go with it. So I think this guy was weirded out. I was filming myself in the hot tub, but it had to be done for you guys. And I always look sloppy on camera. I'm in better shape than that. Here I'm doing a forward hamstring stretch. So just have my foot up on the bench there and stretch my hamstring. But as I was saying with the stretches, don't worry so much about the time. Focus more on the feeling. Again, your goal here leaving this recovery session is to surprise yourself and be like, wow, I actually feel better than when I started my training session. So you want to think about how can I recover as quickly as possible so we can continue training, continue moving forward tomorrow. Here I'm doing a side stretch, so like a groin stretch. I got my foot up on one side. Or am I doing the hamstring still? Either way, you'll see the exercises. They're similar to what I would do at home, but you can do your own stretches as well. I'll give you a list of all the stretches. But just think about feeling the muscle. As I said, most people, when they have to do stretches, they don't really do it. They just put their leg there, they put their arm out, and they're not really challenging the stretch at all. You want to feel the tightness, and you want to try to breathe into the tightness, stretch into the tightness, go a little bit deeper, go a little bit further into the stretch with each breath, and really try to release that tension. That's the whole purpose of this. And you're not going to get that, you're not going to achieve that goal if you're just doing it because that's what the exercises say to do. Okay, so it's more important that you feel the stretches that you're doing rather than just doing the stretches because you have to. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. I mean, you still get benefit from the hot tub, of course. It's going to help loosen up the muscles, reduce soreness and tightness. So it's a double effect. That's why I like stretching in the hot tub. And I'll do these recovery sessions, and honestly, I feel amazing afterwards. Excuse me. So here's the side glute stretch, side groin stretch. I'm stretching out my groin. I just have my foot up on the bench. And as you can see, just leaning into the stretches, focusing on the breathing, recovery, taking care of your body. This may seem boring to some people, but this is honestly the most important session of the day, because this is what's going to allow you to continually train when everyone else is sore. I wake up in the morning and I amaze myself at how good I feel. My teammates, my opponents, they wake up and they're stiff and they're sore and they're complaining that they had a game last night and now they can't do anything because they're sore for the week, or they're getting older, all these excuses, okay? If you take care of your body, age is just a number. Obviously, the older you get, the more this becomes important. I don't know the science behind that, but when you're younger, it seems like you can just recover from anything, or you don't really get sore. You can play like 3 games in a day, you still have energy, and you'd still feel good the next day. If you did that as an old man, like myself, even though I live and move like a young one, but if you did that as an older player, you would definitely feel it. But doing things like this, taking the time to do the recovery, it's going to make a massive difference. It's going to give you a huge advantage over your opposition. Yes, it does take some discipline, but this is what we have to do to dominate. So here I'm doing a calf stretch. So really just focusing on the major muscle groups in the legs. Quads, I focus on my hips. So hips, quads, hamstrings, groins, calves, something like that. Have my water with me, so drinking water. Here's just clear water. I already drank. Actually, I didn't have a recovery one because I was trying to get leaner. and the recovery one does have some calories, but also the recovery supplement, if you see the one I talk about in the supplementation module, how I talk about if I'm trying to cut weight, I won't put things like creatine, glutamine, branch chain aminos, or even drink the natural recovery because it has calories. So I'll prolong my fast after exercise to burn more fat and just to get leaner. And honestly, that probably helps with recovery because you're not putting any inflammatory foods into your body. So if you want to recover faster, you want a very low inflammatory diet. But that's something for the nutrition module. Here, I'm just going to take a little bit of time in the pool, and just swimming is honestly very good for recovery. Something about the water, the movement, like it caresses your joints, and just doing movements like a breaststroke, or I didn't have my goggles. Usually I have goggles, and I just hate opening my eyes in chlorine pools. So doing a front crawl without goggles is pretty tough because I don't want to open my eyes and I end up just like drifting across the pool. But here I'm going underneath the water and I'm doing some breath holds while I'm in the pool. So to me, like it's a lot tougher to hold my breath underwater than it is to hold my breath just standing, because I know I can come up at any time. It's a mental thing. But do breath holds as long as you can. And then I'm just going to swim a length. On the way there, I'm doing underwater, just trying to go as far as I can, kind of some more breath hold work, some more breath work, going about half the pool, and then I'll go again, try to go as far as I can, so holding my breath as well, improving my stamina, even while we're doing this recovery stuff. This isn't high intensity, it's not demanding, but just getting a little extra, and also, as I said, the recovery benefit of swimming, also the contrast from hot to cold has a recovery effect on the body. So all these things are helping and it's just giving you a little more advantage. So as you can see, while everyone else is already at home watching TV or playing video games, like I'm not destroying myself, but it's a little bit of discipline, and honestly it makes me feel better, and I enjoy the process of going to that gym afterwards and taking care of my body and getting in the water. It's nice, I enjoy it. So here I was just doing some breaststroke on the way back, and sure, you're getting a little bit of stamina, a little bit of fitness training from the swimming, some more breath holds, and I'm just doing 3 lengths like that. So breath hold, swim there underwater, swim back, whatever type of swimming stroke you want, breaststroke, front crawl, backstroke, whatever you want, just keep moving in the pool, get your limbs moving, and doing the breath work, the breath holds, just 3 times, and then I would get out. So going underneath, holding the breath, really try to challenge yourself. The more consistently you do this, the easier it becomes. You get over that mental barrier and you're able to hold your breath a lot longer. And this does convert into stamina, okay? The breath, learning to control the breath, learning to challenge your lungs through breathing. It's a great tool because it doesn't put the stress on your body of running and it still gives you benefit. Is it exactly the same? No, but it does help you improve. So breaststroke on the way back. Getting some water on the body, just like kicking the legs, even like treading water on the spot or a doggy paddle, it would all help with your recovery. It's like riding a bike after exercise is not a bad idea as well. The movement post-exercise actually helps with recovery. So even like going for a walk rather than just going and sitting in your car right after exercise, it's all going to help you with recovery. 10 minutes in the hot tub, 5 minutes in the pool, then I'm going to do another 10 minutes in the steam room. So steam is great, lots of benefits, sweating out all those toxins. It's going to help you reduce a little weight. Yeah, you're going to lose some water weight, but there's also some, it's going to help you burn some fat and some other health benefits as far as heat to the muscles, helping you release that tension, all of it helping you to come back stronger tomorrow.